Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk about why. I like to talk about football because I'm a huge football fan. Fantasy leagues, stats, who's going to win the Super Bowl, you know. It's just always something to talk about. There's always controversy and good plays to talk about.
KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. At 7:45 now, three big things.
Three.
Over a dozen deadly wildfires raging in California.
Two.
Student shoots and kills police officer on Texas Tech campus in Lubbock.
One.
Wichita cop arrested on domestic violence charge. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looks like we've got some malfunctioning traffic signals near 29th and Mays Road. Lights not working at this time. Also, EMS and fire crews on the scene of a house fire. Several people injured in this house fire, and that is at South Sedgwick and Mentor, and that is in the Friends University area. Watch for slowdowns there. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 52 degrees. North wind at 16 to 22 miles per hour and gusting higher at times. Mostly clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 36. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 66. Now, scattered light rain, mostly cloudy in the Wichita area, 45 degrees, and we have a north wind gusting up to 28 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by The Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas and in historic Delano, The Monarch. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. And just to repeat, the silver alert has been issued by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation for 86-year-old Dixie Adair of Rose Hill, a white female, 5 feet 4, 180 pounds, blue eyes, blonde hair, fair complexion, last spotted near the Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane, and she could be disoriented, driving a 2011 white four-door Toyota Camry with Kansas disabled tag, 88398. If you see her, ask off. Just contact the local authorities wherever you are or the Butler County Sheriff's Office. That number is 316-322-4254.
Yeah.
Silver alert.
Be on the lookout for her.
Yeah. See if we can find that lady and bring her safely home. Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll, Ted, found at our website,
yes.
KNSSradio.com. What should Congress do about bump stocks like the Las Vegas shooter used? These are the stocks that allow a semi-automatic rifle to become an automatic rifle and rapid fire. Restrict the sales and or create a database of owners. Only 6% agree with that. How about ban the bump stocks entirely, 19%, and do nothing, 74%.
Yeah, still holding steady.
74%. Again, if you want to be a part of that poll, yeah, you can only do it once. But Steve and Ted, WichitaPerks.com poll at our webpage, KNSSradio.com. Businesses hoping to cash in on Halloween are in for a big treat this year. The National Retail Federation estimates spending for the holiday is expected to hit a record number for the second year in a row. With more Americans partaking in the celebration of all things scary, Halloween spending is estimated to climb to $9.1 billion.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger deal than it used to be.
Nearly $1 billion more than last year's total of $8.4 billion. And according to this survey, 179 million Americans will celebrate Halloween and spend an average of $86.13
wow.
per.
I mean, used to. You'd buy a couple of bags of candy on October 30th, and that was it.
That was it.
Now it's a big deal.
Well, it is a big industry. You are correct.
More and more people decorate their homes.
Yeah, all kinds of outdoors decorations. That could drive this individual spending up.
Oh, yeah.
or in your neighborhood, you could have those giant jack-o'-lanterns and things out there with lights and so forth. A total of $3.4 billion will be spent on costumes this year, more than any other expense for the holiday, just the costumes.
That's the big one, is costumes.
Yeah, and we talk about this every year. I mean, our costumes when we were kids, maybe one of my dad's flannel shirts.
Yeah,
and
stuff you found around, you had around the home.
You made this, got some makeup and dotted some whiskers on. You went as a hobo.
Yeah, we never spent a cent on Halloween costumes.
It was fun
when
to create something.
Now everybody goes out and buys a prepackaged thing for $19.95.
Nearly everyone celebrating will buy candy this year, expected to bring in a total of $2.7 billion in revenue just on the candy, Ted. And, you know, we're talking about costumes. Several years ago, I have a nephew, Paul, and he and his sister showed up at our door. He had, he was wearing a bathrobe. He had slippers on. He was carrying a newspaper. He had glasses on, and somebody had put a little mustache on him. And somebody says, well, what are you supposed to be? He says, Papa. He went as me. I could challenge one of my grandkids to do that.
Is there a picture of that?
I would love to see that.
I'll tell you what.
I just about died laughing.
Somebody should have taken
a
picture of that.
It was good. Paul, very creative. He's a very creative guy, and he came up with that. I said, that is the best costume I've ever
seen.
Pretty
That's
pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. Losses for healthcare companies and banks left U.S. stocks lower Monday after a quiet day of trading. Standard & Poor's 500 index dipped 4 points. The Dow shed 12. NASDAQ Composite fell 10. Not a big loss on Wall Street.
Yes.
Predictions for this year's holiday shopping season are upbeat, with several forecasts for an industry-wide sales increase between 3.5% and 4.5%. So, you know, the stores are already ready for Christmas, right?
So, spending for Halloween is up. Yeah. Spending for Christmas is expected to be up.
Somewhere in there is going to be Thanksgiving, when I'm going to get a great big turkey. Right?
I know those expenses are there.
I think that Thanksgiving's probably my favorite of the three big holidays coming up. It's 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. A Wichita company is growing.
You just like Thanksgiving because it's a four-day weekend.
Yeah, and
That puts that at the top of the list.
I'm salivating right now over turkey.
Well,
okay, turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I could easily do that right now.
Mounds of whipped cream on a pumpkin pie. Are you kidding me? I'm ready to go right now. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
That's not
fair. Talking about that food, and I have to talk here. Now my mouth's watering, too.
All right. Give it your best
shot.
Here
we go. A Wichita manufacturing company expanding and will hire more workers. Superior Tool Service says it's bought a new headquarters in Wichita, the cutting tool manufacturer and distributor at 3939 East Harry. It's moving to 722 East Zimmerly. The move to double its space, expected to be complete by the end of the month. Before Thanksgiving, they expect to hire 5 people by the end of the year. The job of chief medical officer at Susan B. Allen Memorial Hospital in El Dorado is open. The hospital confirms that Dr. Paige Hatcher Dodson is no longer in the position. They're not saying why she left. Hospital leaders say they're evaluating how to proceed. Dodson was a hospitalist before becoming the chief medical officer. And the business jet market is expected to improve, but those connected to the industry are going to have to be patient. Honeywell International released its annual market forecast. They project 8,300 new business jet deliveries worth $249 billion in the next 10 years, but they say the market really won't see much improvement for another year. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I can imagine as your daughters were growing up, you probably spent a little more on Halloween at that time than you do now, right?
Right. A little bit more on costumes and, of course, the candy. But we tried to get as much candy from the neighbors as we could.
I'm just trying to think. I think Shelley and I went to a costume party years ago, maybe one in our entire marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we went as a priest and a nun. Ted is...
Once again, I want pictures.
Ted is laughing.
Yeah.
No, there was another time we went as accountants, as nerds. Okay. I had glasses with tape around the middle of them and
pocket protector
and a green plaid jacket that I wore. And
Nice. This is before my daughter.
Yeah, your daughter and your son-in-law.
My son-in-law, before they got married, they're both accountants
right.
now.
Right.
A little karma coming back on you
like
there.
Pocket protector heaven over there at their house. They start talking. I tell you what, when they start talking about allowable deductions over a Thanksgiving dinner.
Pitch me.
Oh, man. It's magic.
No. Time to turn on the old football game.
Today is National Angel Food Cake Day. I like angel food cake. Don't get it very often. St. Shelley doesn't do that. I guess doesn't bake angel food cake, but I like it. Yeah. When there's a priest and a nun, I can't remember some of my funny lines as a priest, but I'm sure they were hilarious.
Of course, she's real close to that, being St. Shelley.
Being a saint, maybe we can go this year as a saint and whatever. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time this morning. 7:55, Steve and Ted. KNSS News coming up at 8 o'clock, top of the hour. All the news with Steve and Ted, including a house fire on the west side this morning. We have 9 people injured. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.